Maurice, I've heard it said that the Palestinians never miss a chance to miss a chance to do something. In other words, they've had opportunities. In fact, when Ehud Barak was the prime minister, he met in Washington area, I believe it was the Y conference, and he offered almost everything that you could offer to the Palestinian people. Do they really want a peace process, or are they just dilly-dallying along, keeping the Israelis at arm's length, not ready to recognize the Jews have a right to have a state? Do they really want peace or not?
Absolutely not. I don't think so. What they're telling the rest of the world, and they're fantastic at that doublespeak, they're telling the rest of the world that the conflict here is really about land. Give us enough land and there'll be peace. Really what they're telling their population is back to the religious argument, back to adopting the Hamas position, that this is a religious war between Allah and evil, between good and bad. Allah is the Palestinian people, bad is an evil of the Jews. That's the only way it can work. It's a religious war. We would only hope now that it was about land, but it's not about land. That's not what they're telling their people. We have to listen to what they're saying to their own people. The land for peace deal is gone, finished. They are the ones who threw it out with every possible opportunity, because that's what they believe, not missing an opportunity. They simply believe that. We just have to understand that they believe that, and there's no way we can appease them.